With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello.
Coming up at 7:40, Jerry Brewer is going to join us in the Washington Post. Has a column about Dwight Howard and what he means to the Wizards. A little bit later in the show, 8 o'clock, Rich Waltz is going to join us. He's calling the Nats game today, which is an early game at 12:30, which is not on TV. You can listen to it on 106.7 The Fan or watch it on Facebook.
Right.
And Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, is going to join us at 9. So we got a lot going on the show today. But one of our original game shows, I think we started off with Junkerty was our first game show. And then that morphed into Junkie Shootout. But I think Name That Hurting was one of the originals.
It's right up there.
Doing it for a long time.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of Junkies games.
It has no question. How could it not be?
And we're going to play Name That Hurting right now. You can challenge a junkie in identifying an audio clip. There's a bidding process from 5 seconds, and you can lower it if you want.
Can you challenge Drab as well?
Let's see.
Or AWOD or Drab? Obviously not Valdez.
Do you want them to be eligible?
Sure,
not really. Not really AWOD, but maybe Drab.
Drab, you want to play Name That Acting?
No, I don't care.
Against listeners?
Sure.
By the way, Game Show Wednesday is brought to you by MGM National Harbor, site of the Potomac Poker Open, starting August 3rd. Over $1 million in guarantees in the tournament series, so don't sleep on that.
Now, Drabby doesn't. Valdez, Drabby has no idea who you.
No, he doesn't know the people that I've chosen.
All the people.
Actually, Drab's out. I can't even remember how to play this game that well. I'll screw it up.
Oh, okay.
All right, so they can take on the junkies. All right, so it goes back to the original. Take on the junkies.
He's quitting. He's just quitting.
If you want to play, 800-636-1067 is the number. What are your three categories today, Matt Valdez?
Your three categories are famous cheaters.
Okay.
Sitcom characters. You have to identify the character in the sitcom.
And then,
Hey Now, You're an All-Star.
I like that, too. A little creativity.
Look at that. Current events related, Valdez.
Is that a Smash Mouth?
That's definitely a Smash Mouth. Just
Smash.
Smashola. Of course it is.
All right. Why don't we punch up our first contestant, and we'll see who they challenge, and then we'll get into Name That Acting.
Steve from Fredericksburg.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Steve, who would you like to challenge in Name That Hurting?
Cakes,
why don't you choose the category?
Sitcoms, that means laugh tracks. Not a huge fan. Hey, Now, You're an All-Star to me screams of baseball dogs.
Of course it is.
So I have to go with famous cheaters.
Famous
category
cheaters.
One.
All right, we'll give you the clue, but Steve, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less once we give you the clue.
Your clue is this cheater probably has the best cheating story.
Incredible cheating story from this famous cheater, Steve. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less. How long to name that hurting?
I can name that cheater in 4 seconds.
I can name that cheater in 2 seconds.
What?
You just skip.
Name that cheater.
I think I know who it is already.
By the way, I would have just given him the four. All right, you have 2 seconds.
You think you know who it is.
If I'm going by Valdez's clue, and I think I know how his cobwebby brain works, I think
that
I know
is
who
true.
It, I think Hake, I know who it is.
Hicks and I are on the same wavelength.
I think it's down to two people.
I'd be willing to wager a sizable amount of money this is who it is. Can I just go in blind without listening?
You can.
Do I lose if I'm incorrect?
Yes, of course you lose.
I'm pretty sure it's this guy, but I'll listen to the clue.
Okay.
I'm 99% sure it's this guy.
I'm going to bet against that.
Okay.
2 seconds?
Yep.
Two whole seconds.
Where in my heart and soul.
Oh, he nailed it.
Of course I nailed it. I know how that is.
Where in my heart and soul.
Of course, Dennis. It's the worm. Dennis Rodman.
Is that the story that he claims the girl fell out of the ceiling?
Yes. Carmen Electra.
Not the girl. Two girls, I believe.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Carmen Electra walked in. Who,
you
by
challenged
the way,
the
at this
wrong
point,
junk in the wrong category.
This is Carmen Electra at the peak of her powers. This is Carmen Electra like 15 or 20 years ago.
This is 11 out of 10 Carmen Electra.
Smoking hot. Smoke show city. Carmen Electra. Dennis Rodman is in a hotel with two chicks, and he said he just fell
out of the ceiling.
I don't know where these women came from.
They fell out of the ceiling.
They just appeared in my bed somehow.
How would she be attracted to him?
I don't know.
Fame
big,
and money.
Big dong.
Fame, money, and probably that. Probably that as well. I know how his brain works.
What's the North Korea leader, Kim Jong?
Kim Jong-un.
He probably saw the famous dong.
I don't know. Maybe he did.
Who were your two choices?
I thought it was going to be either Bill Clinton or Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Now, they both obviously have really good stories,
yeah,
but they don't top Dennis Rodman. Rodman's
they could the still best. Come up.
I should have gone in blind.
Let's go to our next contestant.
Jeff in Waldorf.
Hey, Jeff. You're on with the Junkies.
Turn your radio down, Ricky. He's cooked.
Yeah, he's done.
Let's move on to Brian in Percival. Brian, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Brian.
Who do you want to challenge and name that act?
I'll challenge JP.
All right.
I'll let him choose the category. Brian, you can go with famous cheaters, sitcom characters, or Hey Now, You're an All-Star.
I'm going back to famous cheaters.
All right. What is the clue?
This cheater cheated on national TV.
All right, Brian, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less.
I know who it is. I'm going to get.
I will do it in four.
Write it down.
You can name it in four. Brian, I'm going to defer. I'm going to make you earn your prize. You'll win the prize if you can name that acting in 4 seconds.
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-sh.
Damn it.
I was thinking cheating on his wife.
Do you
need a
rehear,
Brian?
There's a dead giveaway here. Dead giveaway. Here's your rehear.
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-sh.
Dead giveaway.
Brian, can you name that out?
Sounds like Phil Helms, but he's not a cheater. I don't know.
Hold on, you just said it sounds like Phil Helmuth?
That's what he said.
Sounds nothing like Phil Helmuth.
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-shot penalty, and at that time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting
Phil
the same
Mickelson,
shot over. I took the two-shot penalty move.
Not Phil Helmuth.
By the way,
I can
dodge bullets, baby.
Cakes, yeah, got
Cakes is all over it.
I'm all over you.
800-636-1067. That's a win. It doesn't feel as great as when you identify it.
That's fine.
But it's a win.
It's still a dub.
And I was giving him a chance to win it.
Yep.
4 seconds, ample opportunity
Plenty
to win
of time.
It.
Right, did you like my curveball?
Yes, I did.
I did like the curveball. But as soon as I heard on national TV, I knew it was Phil.
Although I haven't always thought it was cheating on the wife, because in the back of my head, I've been thinking of like Lance Armstrong and you know, those type of cheating.
Like Barry Bonds.
Yes. Let's go to our next contestant is Steve in Alexandria.
Steven.
Good morning, guys.
What's up? Who do you want to challenge?
Steve.
Steven is my name.
I want to take on EB.
EB's not here.
Let's go to EB. NBC Sports Washington, please focus on EB. Thank you.
How about Lurch?
All right, here we go.
There we go.
I'll let you choose the category.
Steve, your categories are famous cheaters, sitcom characters, and Hey Now, You're an All-Star.
Sitcom sillies.
Yeah, I'll go with sitcom characters.
All right, and what is the clue?
I think these are pretty popular characters, so I think you can get them by the voice.
All right, clues. It's just sitcom characters.
So you say your name.
You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less, Steve.
I have no clue.
How long to name that acting?
I'll go 3 seconds.
I just give it to
you. All right, just go. I'll give you 3 seconds.
We found ourselves on the less prepared side.
Now, do you need to go
with the character's name?
Just the character name.
Okay.
Not the TV show
Even
name.
Even I have this.
Got it.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
We found ourselves on the less prepared side of things.
Silly stretch four.
He's money. He loves L.A. Loves it.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
How do you not know it?
Actually,
we found ourselves on
name. It's the guy from The Office, Steve Carell.
Hold on. You don't know his character name in the show?
I didn't watch The Office.
He was a former, he's a former
and
Wizard.
I knew exactly what to do. But
just played for the Wizards. He played for the Wizards last year.
He just signed with another team because the Wiz can't afford him.
And you, well, and his name wasn't Trevor Ariza.
You think Jeff Green's better than this guy?
Yeah, you think he's way better.
Oh, it's Mike Scott. Michael Scott.
Michael Scott. I mean, famous character name from The Office.
Yep. All right. Chucky's 3-0.
No way he knows who
Callers are 0-3.
JP doesn't know who Dwight Schrute is.
Yeah,
no
that's
idea.
The goofy-looking guy.
I don't even think these are that hard.
No, pretty it's easy. Not hard.
That one wasn't. All right, let's go to another contestant.
Brian and Warrington.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Good morning.
Who would you like
I'd
to
like
challenge?
To go, I'll go against you, JP.
All right. I'll let you choose the category. I believe Famous Cheater still. There's
yes.
one there on the board. Sitcom characters or Hey Now You're an All-Star?
Sitcom characters, please.
People love baseball. They love All-Stars. They're avoiding that category
could be
like
a twist.
The plague.
Could be All-Stars in a different sport.
It's true.
Probably not.
Same thing. I think these are very famous characters, and you should be able to get them by the
way. All right, Brian. You can start the bidding in 5 seconds or less. Name that hurt.
I'll do 3 seconds.
Well, I'm not going to go below that.
All right, go ahead
and name that hurting and earn your prize.
But somewhere, there is a job that I'm perfect for.
Oh, got it.
Oh, what's her name? Oh, I know her name.
Oh, man.
Would you like that rehear, Brian?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here you go.
But somewhere, there is a job that I'm perfect for. That's perfect.
Ooh, got a little bonus here.
Oh, I can't pull it, guys. I'm sorry.
How old are you?
I know her real name 46. and her character name.
Can you give the gas face sound effect or something for these people to go away? That's another win for the junkies simply by deferring.
Jason, who is it?
Sorry, Brian.
What's the girl from? It's Diane from Cheers.
What's her last name?
What's your last name?
Chambers.
Chambers.
Correct.
Damn it.
I didn't know that was Diane.
Yep.
Shelly Long. That's so old. You went old school sitcom
characters. I love when you go old
school. You went 80s.
I love it.
Prime 80s sitcom
Drabby,
character.
Did you ever see Cheers?
I've seen Cheers. No idea who Diane is.
That was
what
his
do you
first
mean, no
love.
Idea?
That was he probably started watching during the Kirstie Alley years.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
During the Nubs
years. Actually butt annoying.
You definitely loved Sam Malone.
Who didn't? Mayday
right,
Malone.
When we come back, we'll play a little more Name That Hurting. Remember, Jerry Brewer is going to join us coming up at 7:40. We're getting the Wizards and their move for Dwight Howard. Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock as we go in the clubhouse with the Nationals GM.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington in the midst of Game Show Wednesday, playing Name That Hurt. Think so far, Junkies undefeated. And we've deferred a lot. Giving the listeners a chance to win, if you want to play, 800-636-1067 is the number. Three categories remain. Famous cheaters, sitcom characters, and Hey Now You're an All-Star. Let's punch up our next contestant. Let's go out to Capitol Heights. Jason's on line 3. Jason, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
What's up,
Jason,
Jay?
Who would you like to challenge and Name That Hurt?
I'll go with JP.
All right.
All right. I will let you choose the category. Which one do you want to
JP.
Go with?
Famous cheater.
All right. That closes out the category. Let's hear the clue, Valdez.
So, Jason and JP, your clue is this cheater is the worst dressed cheater in his profession.
I got the first two, sight unseen. Can I nail this one? Worst dressed cheater in his profession. Not really tracking with this one.
All right, Jason, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less.
I'll say 3 seconds.
I'm not going to go below 3 seconds. Jason, you can name that hurting in 3 seconds.
Hey.
There are a lot to cross, and sometimes it takes a while to figure it out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, got it.
Jason, can you name that hurting, or do you want to rehear?
Can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
There are a lot to cross, and sometimes it takes a while to figure it all out. Same thing.
It sounds like Bill Belichick.
There you go.
You're a winner. Finally got a winner.
Good job, Jay.
It takes a while to figure it all out.
Hey, we'll hook you up with tickets to go see Common and Queen Latifah coming July 20th to Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale now through wolftrap.org or by calling 877-WOLF-TRAP. Details online now at thefandc.com/contest.
Are you a Common fan, Jay?
Sorry, I put him on hold.
I am.
There you go.
Very good. Right,
you're going to see him. Congrats.
Say hi to Heidi. I can't remember
her last name. Kaberski.
Kaberski.
Yeah, make sure you go to the Encore VIP lounge.
Yeah, say
get yourself
hello.
A glass of wine.
Tell her Jason said hello.
Let's never forget Spygate.
I don't think we did.
I forgot. And I've forgotten about the Flate Gate because
all right,
they're
both
overrated.
We got a winner. We still have tickets to go to the second annual Nova Hokie Club football kickoff dinner. Sitcom characters. We have one left, and we have three left in Hey Now, You're an All-Star.
Yeah.
Who is our next contestant?
Let's go to Brian in McLean.
What's up, Brian?
Yep. What's up, guys?
Hey, Brian.
Who do you want to challenge?
Let me do Bish.
All right.
Take it on Bish Bucks.
I'll let you choose the category. It's either...
We have one left in sitcom characters, and then we have all three left in Hey Now, You're an All-Star.
I'll go sitcom characters.
All right. Closes that out.
All right.
Same thing with sitcom characters. You should be able to get this character
all
by
right,
the
you
voice.
Can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less, Brian.
Get.
We'll go 3 seconds.
All right. I'm going to let you try. Although this is probably pretty easy.
Good luck, Brian.
You know about that last move where that.
Got it.
Oh, I got it.
God, thanks.
Was that 3 seconds?
Yes. Right,
we'll do you need a rehear, Brian?
Give me a healthy rehear.
Yeah, please.
3+ seconds.
You know about that last move where that woman tripped you and
oh, is that guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not going
to.
Do you want a hint?
Sure.
Give him a hint.
Come on, let me give him a hint. I don't think it's going to help him. He plays an animated giraffe in Madagascar.
It's the worst hint ever.
Oh, Ross Geller.
No! Yeah, but you know what?
You know about that.
Kids hooked him.
You got to give him the prize.
He's a winner. He gets a pair of tickets to the second annual Nova Hokie Club football kickoff dinner July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. Catch special guest head coach Justin Fuente, John Lazor, and Mike Burnup July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. Tickets on sale now. Presented by ProTask.
That was Roosy the Pussy.
Correct. So he's a winner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I hooked him a little bit.
Yeah, you I'm surprised he got it. I'm surprised he got
I'm
it from that.
I'm surprised he got
all
it from that.
Let's play
hint.
The All-Star game just for the junkies.
Ooh, I like
no
it.
No clues. Just play him. I guess we have three left.
All right, yeah. You don't want to do any clues?
No clues.
It's a great team win.
I don't know. I just buzzed in prematurely.
Oh, you're out.
I have no clue who that is.
You're
great,
out.
It's a great team win. You know, give up those two early runs there in the first.
Oh, and Max Scherzer.
Yep, you got a GP. Okay.
Good.
Damn it, I should have been able to
sound like
Max.
Zimmerman. I'm like,
I thought it sounded like
Ryan?
Him too, but he's not an all-star.
Definitely not
right?
an all-star.
One zippy. Are we playing for money?
No.
Yeah, one zippy. Penny. Rasp. We're playing for one penny.
I even sent him videos on himself hitting the ball and asking, okay, what were you
the
trying
clues
to do
would really help.
This fish, hit it to the other
Bish
way.
Bucks. Wilson Ramos.
Nope.
The
clue would be he has the most all-star votes.
I even sent him videos on himself.
Doesn't help.
Hitting the ball and asking, okay, where
I think
it's
former MVP.
Jose Altuve.
Yep.
I think I get it.
Yeah, right. You might get it.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, yes.
You get bragging rights. You get zippy dollars.
Altuve's terrible.
I thought he spoke better than that.
That's pretty good.
I even sent him videos on himself hitting the ball and asking, okay, where were, what were you trying
Again,
to do?
It's better than Bickles. All right, go ahead. Let's go.
Send him videos on himself.
The clue is me and my wife get sized.
Okay, where were, like, what were you trying to do?
You and your wife get sized for the next one.
Into the other way. And well, I right, think sometimes I think too much about what he does.
You keep playing Altuve.
Why are you still playing Altuve?
Oh.
It's the longest clip ever.
Sorry.
Oh, I get it. All right, I'm going to get this one without the audio.
I think I'm vibing with you.
You
on
and
this
your
one.
Wife get sized.
You have a good week like that. You know, you kind of just reflect on, you know,
Manny. Manny.
Yes,
Manny.
Of course.
Of course, Manny.
I thought it was going to be Markakis.
Well, I do get sized, and so does my wife.
Yeah, right. She
Manny.
Likes big strapping Greek guys who hit home runs.
Manny Machado hit two home runs yesterday, 23 home runs, hitting over 300.
It'll look good in a Red
and
Sox
he's going to be traded.
Yeah, I heard.
What do the Red Sox have at shortstop?
Xander Bogaerts, money.
Well, but I think Machado says he wants to play shortstop wherever he gets traded to.
I don't believe the Red Sox rumor. Maybe the Red Sox are just thrown out there to drive up the price, but I don't believe it. Although there are third baseman Devers can hit, but he fields like cakes. He's the worst.
I don't have much range. He I'm scared of the ball.
Rafael Devers is the worst fielding third baseman maybe in the history of baseball.
Did you play catcher in the celebrity softball game?
I did, yes.
Did you have any action?
I went to Kevin Schaefer and I said, please put me a catcher. Put me a catcher or wherever I'm going to see the least action.
Catcher is actually like the right field of softball.
Which is perfect. I was happy to play catcher. I'm sure I could probably.
There weren't any plays at the plate? No pop-ups?
No, but maybe a pop-up, but I don't think I got it. I think it went over the backstop. Yeah, I want.
So basically, your role is to throw it back to the pitcher.
Yes. If I play softball in any sort of capacity, I'm your designated catcher. That's my spot. It's my sweet spot.
By the way, last night, funny story from one of the games in Major League Baseball. The Indians were playing the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians are up 4-0.
All right. It's the battle for Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, for Ohio.
And so Cleveland's up, and then Cincinnati starts to make it a game. I believe they make it 4-3. So Terry Francona, the manager of the Indians, calls down to the bullpen.
Oh, yeah, I saw this story.
He calls down the bullpen, and he talks to the bullpen coach and says, hey, I want to get OP up. All right, OP is Oliver Perez.
Okay.
Who used to pitch for the Nats.
Mm-hmm.
The bullpen coach thinks he says OT, who is, I guess, the nickname for Dan Othero.
Okay.
All right, they have a lefty. Joey Votto's up. Joey Votto's one of the best hitters in baseball, the left-handed batter. So they want to get a lefty.
Seems like a really fun guy, too, that Joey Votto.
Right. So the bullpen coach says, oh, he wants Dan Othero. So Dan Othero comes in the game. Dan Othero allows left-handed hitters to hit 350 against him.
Right.
So he sees Terry Francona sees Dan Othero come up. And take the mound, and he's like, "What's going on? Is Perez hurt? I mean, Othero gives up like a double. They lose the game 7-4.
Right.
Miscommunications, what Terry Francona said.
That's what he said. He didn't mean OT. He meant OP.
Riggleman was butt sized.
Should have called our buddy Steve Colonel. He would have known what OP was.
Love the OP shorts.
Well, who didn't love OP shorts when we were like 14 to 16 years old?
They were short shorts too.
They were short. Corduroy shorts.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, corduroy shorts. Could you imagine wearing those in 2018?
Oh, so hot.
So warm.
Huggers.
And it wasn't like the thin corduroy either. These were thick strands of corduroy that you were rocking during DC summers
but
back in the day.
We all loved them.
Loved them.
Yep. We loved those and the champion sweatshirts.
And we also loved jams.
Jams, yep.
Jam, oh, jam.
Definitely like jams. Parachute pants, I had some.
I had one pair.
I didn't have either jams or parachute pants.
Yeah.
I never rolled the dice on those fads.
Yeah, had parachute pants.
I remember EB used to rock a pair of jams. He wore them probably for 5 straight years.
Oh, jam, jam.
They were popular.
Now, this was
popular
little,
back in the
this
day.
This was a little bit later, but we definitely had the Britches rugby shirts.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's true, with the warthog.
With the
instead of.
And we wear the turtleneck underneath it. Did you ever do that?
What?
You wear the turtleneck and then you wear the britches rugby
shirt
over top.
I don't know that I ever rocked
top.
That look.
So you have a collared shirt and yeah. a turtleneck underneath?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd wear the turtleneck. Like
that
a white
was a thing.
Yeah,
a mock?
No, it was a legit full turtleneck.
The full turtleneck.
Full-on turtleneck.
So popular in the late 80s.
No, Mike Bray look. This is a full-on turtleneck.
Grab, you'd wear the white turtleneck, full-on turtleneck, up by your Adam's apple, and then you wear the rugby britches t-shirt, rugby shirt, whatever the color was.
It was a style.
And then I like it.
Then you would cuff your jeans.
Oh, yeah.
You got to cuff your jeans.
So tightly.
Yep.
I mean, just
and you'd
so
walk
tight.
Around and think you were the man.
I know. My freshman year at the University of Maryland, maybe sophomore year at the University of Maryland, I definitely rocked a lot of turtleneck with the Cosby-like sweater over it.
Cosby sweater.
Yeah, there was definitely that, too. I didn't get too much into the Cosby sweaters as much as the britches.
Is OP the brand?
Ocean Pacific.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Ocean Pacific.
Oh, I mean, God, I'm looking at
you. Don't understand
images.
How these.
You see them?
Like when
oh
we were,
my God.
When we
that's
were,
what we used to wear.
When we were 14 to 17, like you wanted OP corduroy shorts and tank tops.
You know what's going to make you sick? So Barney's in New York are selling these OP shorts for $340.
Oh my God. I wish I had my light blue pair from like 1986. I could make a killing.
I mean, these look like, you know, girl short shorts.
Are they also selling members only jackets?
Nah, they might be.
I had one of those too.
Why the snapping?
Dude, I'm
like,
telling you.
Why the buckles all over members only jackets?
I don't understand that either. But everything goes in cycles because my youngest son, who's 14 now, asked for a Steve Colonel champion hooded sweatshirt. He ordered it off of Amazon yesterday.
We saw it, Steve.
Just a random gray hooded champion sweatshirt like we wore back in like the mid 80s.
You got to thank the Kardashians for that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Like 2 years ago, they started wearing champion out of nowhere. And literally nobody, it was being sold at Target at that time.
They're getting paid a boatload to wear it.
They may have been.
Obviously.
Then Kanye started wearing it, and now everyone wants to wear champion.
Now it's big. I was like, you want a champion hooded sweatshirt? Is this 1986 again? Sure, order it. Why not?
Hicks, how did you wear these OP shorts? Because it looks like you need somewhat of a butt.
I wore them proudly. I probably wore them 3 or 4 days a week during the summer.
You might have had one back in the day.
He used to actually do activities.
It looks like you need a butt and a bulge, and Kicks doesn't have either.
I don't have either one, but it's fine. I still wore them as often as I could. And I would sneak in some Hobie. So you kind of got Joe if you wore Hobie instead of OP back in the day.
And then there were also the bikey is what I call them shorts.
I used to have those.
Coach's shorts.
I think they're just bike, but maybe
I'm
wrong.
Yeah, you would call them bikey because of Nike.
Them bikey.
Yeah, they're the bike shorts. The gray coach's shorts.
Yeah.
Chalk.
Always wore those.
I know that it was bike, but we called them bikey.
We would call them, it's kind of a play on words. But
Stumper used to wear them.
By the way, when you cuffed the jeans, you'd have to wear the brown boots. So you'd have the brown boots, the cuffed jeans, the turtleneck, and the rugby shirt. Walk around campus like
kind of boots, Doc Martens,
lugs? like Timberlands.
Oh, okay,
maybe just hey, something brown.
Hey, will you tomorrow? Will you wear that outfit? Do you have any of it laying around?
I'll wear it Saturday. At
you will?
I'll wear it Saturday at Whitlow's.
Silly.
No chance. 90, it's gonna be 90 degrees.
Be 900. Yeah, 99
no
degrees.
No way you'd wear that out.
No, I would never wear that. I'm telling you, that's what everyone wore.
Of course,
they loved it.
Don't let Valdez Jones on your attire either.
You cuff the
he's
jeans.
Wearing plaid shorts today.
Yeah. I know. He's buddies.
He likes the Jones.
Now when I cuff the jeans, I went with boat shoes. That was my that
oh, you
was
did?
My yeah.
You did the boat shoes.
Docksiders.
Docksiders still hurt me.
All right, coming up next.
Some people still wear them, and I just jump. Yeah.
Coming up next, Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post is going to join us. We'll get into the Wizards and their moves, what Dwight Howard means to the Washington Wizards, right here on the Junkies. Go out and have a beer.
So you're getting me excited.
But you are a fan of 7-Eleven.
I do like 7-Eleven.
I believe you can get a free Slurpee at 7-Eleven today.
Look, I love the free Slurpee hustle. Just everybody and their mother's going to be there. It's going to be a chaotic mob scene. I would rather, even though I'm a squeaker, I would rather go on a day where I pay for a Slurpee and it doesn't look like a bomb went off near the Slurpee machine.
Well, it always looks like a bomb went off near the Slurpee machine.
Sometimes it can. That's a possibility. I did stop into a 7-Eleven last night after I dropped off my daughter and her friends to play some mini golf in the G-Berg. So I said, how am I going to kill an hour plus? I said, well, first of all, I'm going to go get some sort of tasty libation and a snack So I got a Coke Zero and I got some gummy bears because I'm very highfalutin.
Gummy bears?
Yes. I bought a pack of Haribo gummy bears, the gold standard when it comes to gummy bears. And I chilled out in my Ram truck with the air conditioning just blasting, listening to the fan, listening to the tunes, playing Words with Friends, watching World Series of Poker, killing
still
time.
Still play Words with Friends.
Still play Words with Friends, yes. Words with Nerds. That's how I killed my time.
It sounds awful.
Instead of driving back and forth for the pickup, I just waited.
Yeah.
By the way, doesn't she drive now?
She has her learner's permit.
Okay, because you have a million vehicles.
I have so many vehicles. It's true.
I figured that she had her own vehicle at this point.
Not yet. But once she gets the real license, she will have her own vehicle to drive.
You have five
cars. Where is mini golf in Gaithersburg?
At Borer Park, right across from Gaithersburg High School.
Because they have that, and they have, there are actually a couple of places.
Yes.
Monster Golf is like indoor
mini
golf.
Now, there's no El Pro Golf like Valdez loves down in Ocean City.
El Pro's the best.
It's, you know.
All right, here's my question. Yes. I want you to rank these.
Okay.
And if you think of another one.
Right, rankings. I love rankings.
If you think
I
of
love
another
lists.
One in this genre, you can.
Okay.
So you've got your Slurpee, where you can get a free Slurpee today at 7-Eleven.
All right, Slurpee.
By the way, why is today a free Slurpee day?
Because it's 7-Eleven.
On the calendar. Very good.
They do that every year?
Been doing it for probably at least a decade or so, maybe longer.
By the way, yesterday at Chick-fil-A, if you dressed up like a cow, you would get free Chick-fil-A.
Yes,
really?
That's correct.
Or maybe just a sandwich. I don't know what the whole deal was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, everybody's got promotions.
I got a couple neighbors that wouldn't have to dress up.
That was low-hanging fruit.
It's a good Joan. So you've got your Slurpee. I think these are hard to find, but we grew up with Slush Puppies.
Okay, yes.
Which was a staple at Heinz.
Yes, correct.
And then your Icy.
Ooh, so
is there anything else to throw in that mix?
A frozen concoction that doesn't have alcohol in it. I think these are your top three. We have to
go... A Blizzard is more ice creamish, right?
Yeah, that's definitely ice cream. So that's totally,
so good too.
They're very good,
yeah.
But it's a different category. This one's easy for me. Slush Puppy comes in at three because I like the ice crystals, but once you have like three or four pumps of the blue raspberry or cherry, and once you go
with lemon lime, that was my go-to.
I never even saw that flavor back in the day. Who knew? But. You would suck all the flavor, and then you'd have nothing but ice crystals left. So that's a three. Icy comes in at number two, just because they're hard to find. Like, unless you're at a movie theater, where else are you going to find an Icy? Or maybe at the zoo you find an Icy.
I saw Icy's recently. I can't remember where it was.
Probably in a movie theater or an amusement park. Your one seat is a Slurpee. They're everywhere. They're at 7-Elevens. So many different flavors. Now, every once in a while, you encounter a coconut, and you go... Gross. I would never, ever drink a coconut Slurpee.
Why do I feel like you get the Coca-Cola Slurpee?
No.
I used to get those.
I mix Coke and wild cherry.
Yes.
I mean, if you have half a brain, you mix Coke and wild cherry. Those are always standards at a Slurpee machine. Another standard is the blue raspberry. Very good. Very good Slurpee.
So
but
how,
the top seed is
by the way,
Coke,
what size,
cherry Coke.
How many
does
Slurpees,
John Allville get
how many Slurpees
7-11?
A year do you think you get?
Not many.
I probably haven't had a Slurpee in, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
A half dozen or less. Though I did have one on a hot day. I think it was after we played golf in at 1757. Stopped in and got a Slurpee.
See, Cake stops at 7-Eleven frequently. That's why I said
it's
one of his favorite
haunts. Not frequently. It's not. I mean, it's.
I bet a couple times a month.
Maybe twice a month. Maybe three times. Yesterday, only because I had an hour to kill and I saw you were craving gummy bears. No, I just saw 7-Eleven, and my Ram truck was just drawn to it.
You could have gone to all those Latin joints right across the street from Borer Park.
I could have. Chose not to.
I get it.
Because I wasn't sure they'd have gummy bears. I knew 7-Eleven would have gummy bears.
Now, I will say this.
It's my go-to.
I used to get the hot dogs at 7-Eleven.
Oh, those are delicious, too.
And they are so good. Someone's just texting.
They look hurting.
Dollar hot dogs today at 7-Eleven.
Really? So they're doing free Slurpees and dollar hot dogs?
The hot dogs at 7-Eleven were always pretty strong.
Quite a bonanza.
Are they sausages? What looks like terrible that they have on those rollers?
100% beef hot dogs.
First of all, nothing there looks terrible on the rollers. They have hot dogs. They've got sausages. They've got footlongs. They also... Like roll-ups, which I'm not exactly sure what they are.
Big bites.
Big bites. They've got it all.
I saw Costco is getting rid of the Polish sausage.
They are? Didn't know that.
My dad is distraught about it.
Oh, he is? Pops Cahill's upset?
Well, I do like sausage.
My dad's a big silly, and he goes to Costco every day for lunch.
Does he really?
Well, that's because he can get a chicken bake and like a,
get a slice
fruit
of pizza
smoothie
for like $1.50.
No, no. He only gets the hot dog, the Polish dog.
Hold on. He gets it every day?
Like 4 days a week.
Wow. Bit of a dog.
He is a donk. He's a donk, but he likes the Polish dog. Apparently on Twitter, there's like a revolt going on about the Polish dog going
really?
Away.
So that's the only thing they're
I think
getting
they're
rid of on the menu?
Replacing it with something healthy.
Healthy, yeah. They.
Costco. You're right, Costco.
I like Costco. I'm not trying to denigrate them, but that is a chaotic,
it's a misstep.
Chaotic area. This is, Costco is filled with chaotic spots, but the cafeteria portion, I mean, it's just madness.
Last Friday, I sent my dad the link to the article about it. Right. He said, I know, sad face. I'm sick about it. I went for a Polish today and had to settle for a hot dog.
Wow.
I think I'm switching to pizza now.
Their pizza's strong.
Going to Costco.
Can he find somewhere else that's got the Polish dog?
I guess
he likes it. Does he go with your mom? Is it just a solo mission? Does he meet up with guys?
I need more intel on Pops Cahill.
Yeah.
I thought he was. Is he retired or semi
retired? Yeah, mostly retired.
Is he meeting up with other guys? Like my dad, when he was retired, used to have like a breakfast crew that he used to work with, and they would go to Nubs places like Bob Evans, and they would go for, you know, the senior discount breakfast.
Yeah.
They'd get bacon, eggs, pancakes for like $4.95.
Brilliant. I love that hustle.
He's just going solo.
He goes solo. He wakes up, does whatever, he works out, goes and gets a hot dog, comes home.
That's his day.
He gets his protein after the workout.
He loves it.
Gets ice.
He probably shakes his fist at the fact that all the Cahills are gone and they can't do all of his yard work and help him around the house.
He does get ice for yard work.
Of course he does. He loves it.
Yard work's the worst.
It is terrible. It's the worst thing about the spring and summer. Luckily, I don't do it.
Weeds is the worst.
It's awful.
Got to pay for it.
I'll gladly pay for it. Gladly pay to have my lawn cut. I don't even bat an eyelash. Stroke the check. Because I don't have to do it, which is the key.
Do they do anything else like bushes, mulch?
They'll do whatever.
Oh,
whatever
you want to pay.
Yeah,
exactly.
My mom
do whatever
spends
you want.
An exorbitant amount on landscaping every month. Absurd. Like
yeah.
Four figures.
Well, I'm not in that territory. I spend a lot less than that. That probably shows in certain parts, but I'm not spending $1,000 per month.
You don't have pretty flowers, what you're saying.
Yeah, not too many flowers.
And I think you've said before you don't even have one tree in the backyard.
Zero trees. And by the way, who would see all the flowers when I have 100 vehicles in my driveway? just obscuring the view. So what does it matter?
Picking weeds is the worst thing.
It's terrible.
On the planet.
Every once in a while I have to do that, or my wife does it, and it's just a terrible, hot, sweaty, gross thing that I never, ever want to do again.
So hard to do.
It's brutal.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's just brutal.
But sometimes
so anyway,
I do it.
Yep. You can get your free Slurpee today if you wanted to go to 7-Eleven on July 11th.
It's a good call.
A.K.A. 7-Eleven.
May have to do it. Now you've planted a seed in my brain. I have to do that on the way home.
I don't know that I've ever had 7-Eleven pizza. I got to imagine that stinks.
I have.
And Cakes is a 7-Eleven mark.
Yes,
he is. Now, I haven't had a slice of 7-Eleven pizza probably in, I don't know, 10 years. But I've had it before. You know what? Not terrible.
I've said this before.
You've had worse. I guarantee you've
had worse. I think he slowed down, but there was a brief period of time, maybe about a year, where Cakes and I would ride into work together. And I've never seen somebody consume as much soda because he would show up to my house. Like the deal was he would drive to my place.
Yeah.
And then one of us would drive to work, right? So he would drop off his car. He'd show up with a soda, like a big-ass 7-Eleven big gulp, right? And then we would usually stop on the way to get another one. And then at work during our show in the evenings, he would probably drink one or two.
Yeah.
And then on the ride home, often at midnight, because we used to do 8 till midnight, or if we did 7 to 11, he's stopping and getting another soda. I would be with him for 6 hours and watch him drink 5 large sodas.
You could put them down.
I've cut back a lot. I mean,
it's
otherwise
just amazing.
I was going
to
die.
We'd be listening to FOB.
Hey, I
got winners for you.
We'd leave
one. Get on my bench.
We'd be on Main Street. Was that 123? Whatever was right there. Was that 50?
Sure.
And be in the car for like 2 minutes and go, hey, pull over at Exxon.
Yeah. Remember the Exxon right there in the corner.
Sure. So I've been there many times.
What a dump that building was.
By the way, you brought up pizza, a guilty pleasure of mine, and I don't do it often, but I've done it probably within the last 6 months or a year. The pizza that I like to buy, if I'm going to go frozen pizza, and it's Nubs, but I will buy it because I like it for some reason. Elio's.
Elio's,
however you pronounce it.
I grew up on
the
that.
Square pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know if it. I don't
but
know.
I like to sprinkle extra cheese on it.
See, I don't
it's
do
not
that.
Quite enough cheese.
It's always sparse with cheese.
Right.
You're right.
You need to sprinkle on a little extra.
You've never taken a slice out of the box and said, there's too much cheese on this slice of Elio's pizza. It's never happened. For whatever reason, I think it brings me back to like my elementary school days.
Yeah.
Like it harkens me back to like school lunches for whatever reason. Kind of like it.
It's better than Celeste. Celeste is Nubs.
Haven't had a Celeste in a while.
Isn't Celeste like a dollar or $2?
Yeah, like you'll go in a Giant and it's like 10 for 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Tastes like rubber.
It's quite a bargain.
It's terrible.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're really hungry, it hits the spot. Yeah.
All right, so Jerry Brewer is actually going to join us coming up at 8:20. We'll get into the Wizards, of course, at 8 o'clock, which is coming up next. Rich Waltz is going to join us. He's calling the Nationals game today, which is exclusively on Facebook if you want to watch it. Of course, you can listen to it right here on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.